Hello, I'm back today. This is Jordan Cook, and here's my podcast. Today we'll be talking about the growing gap in college athletics and how it has become an unequal playing field. As we all know, in the past couple years, with NIL and revenue and conference realignment, there has been some real issues going on in college football, and a lot has changed, and there's some needed changes and some things that need to be fixed, and a lot of unfairness and things that need to be looked at. What I'll be talking about today is how there could be two Division I college football players or two Division I any athlete in college, but one could have access to multi-million dollar facilities and a full nutrition stash and any NIL deal they want, and national TV exposure on ESPN and Fox and CBS every weekend. But the other is on ESPN Plus, a paid platform, and they have limited resources, not as much exposure, and far fewer opportunities, and a lot harder path. But they're both Division I athletes, but they are not playing the same game, in my opinion. So like I said, today I will be talking about how big of this growing gap is getting between these huge Power 5 programs and these smaller Division I schools. I'll talk about why this gap exists, how it is impacting these athletes, beyond just the wins and losses of sports. And I will talk about what I think can help this and make the system more fair. As we know, the college athletics has changed a lot, and it's changing faster than ever. Like I mentioned earlier, with the conference realignment, these billion-dollar media deals these conferences have, and obviously the rise of name, image, and likeness, money is playing a bigger role in college sports than it ever has before. For example, like conferences like the SEC and Big Ten are generating massive revenue through TV contracts and sponsorships. According to reports from organizations like the NCAA, these schools bring in significantly more funding than smaller Division I programs, which is obvious, and we all know that. But this financial advantage is translating directly into all the things these big schools are getting. And if you look at some of the facilities these schools have now, it is insane. And how many coaches they can have, and how many trainers they have, and how many cold tubs and hot tubs and advanced technology and massage chairs and all the things they're getting and benefiting from, how much money they're bringing in. And not just that, but the exposure they get. Meanwhile, there's these small programs that are left trying to compete with this, and they have nowhere even close to the same resources. And that is where the imbalance is beginning. But the actual inequality, I believe, is coming from the revenue distribution first and foremost. That is the major factor, because these Power 5 schools benefit from huge television deals like ESPN and Fox and CBS, and these are bringing in millions, sometimes billions of dollars. And these smaller conferences don't even have access to these deals at all. And I also, which we all know, is NIL is widen the gap even more. These athletes at these big schools have these huge platforms, which means they're going to get more endorsement deals, and this meaning they get more money. For example, a star quarterback at a Power 5 school is making at least $1 million, while equally talented quarterbacks, maybe a group of five or FCS school, may receive little to even no NIL. They might get some money from their school, but they're not going to have brand deals and social media deals and all this stuff that's even making them more money. But I'd like to go back to earlier when I mentioned about the inequality and how this is becoming a big problem and how the exposure thing, because what I saw earlier today, that in the 2026 NFL draft, 7 FCS players were selected. And that is one of the lowest totals in FCS era. And then on top of that, the group of 5 schools saw even more significant decline in representation, with reports indicating only 13 to 14 group of 5 players were drafted. So out of the 257 NFL draft picks, only 20 to 21 men were drafted. The rest came from Power 5 programs. And that is insane to think about, just from if you look at past NFL drafts and even back in the day, like, you could find talent from any level of football, but now these smaller schools are getting no exposure, or they don't have the same resources, so they're not getting the same opportunities. And these directly affect the athlete's experience. Because like I said, at these larger programs, they're going to have full-time nutritionists. They're going to have cryotherapy and advanced rehab and all these new technologies and extensive staff. And at these smaller schools, those resources may be limited or not even available at all. And this can impact a lot to these athletes' physical health, mental health, their performance. And these underfunded programs, these athletes are going to feel overlooked and at a disadvantage, even though they're competing at the same Division I level. And it's also going to affect their long-term opportunities, like I mentioned, because a lot of these athletes want to play at the next level and they want to have successful careers and whatever they do in life, and they're not having the opportunities to network and get these sponsorships or get the opportunities in professional sports league. So I think there's some solutions, but it's hard because nothing is going to be the perfect fix. I mean, you could have more equitable revenue sharing. They could continue to structure these NIL opportunities, or the NCAA can do something themselves with a policy or guideline around how much these schools can spend or how much resources they could get. But at the end of the day, we haven't seen much change and it's continuing to get worse. So, I mean, who knows what the fix will be, but I think the NCAA really needs to consider something. And I think these schools themselves can prioritize athletes' well-being, even with these limited budgets, by investing in their mental health resources and also their support systems. But at the end of the day, college athletics is supposed to be about opportunity, competition, and development. But right now, I don't believe that is what the playing field is, and it definitely isn't fair. And I think the gap between these Power 5 schools and these smaller Division I schools continues to grow. And it's not only impacting the programs, but most importantly, it's impacting these athletes who have dedicated their life to this, all their time, their effort, and even their health to this game. And if college sports want to maintain their integrity and what made people fall in love with it and why people love it so much, this is an issue that can't be ignored and needs to be figured out. Also, I mean, Division I should mean it's an equal opportunity, not an unequal advantage. So, like I said, there's a no perfect fix, but there's definitely some things that they need to look into. But that is all I have today, and thank you for listening.